Let's take a turn in another direction. Well, we're nearly all done for the year. No one thought it could be worse than 2020, but for many it was. A lot has happened this year. So much we could never dream to pull together a best of the show. So we've taken you to multiple breaking news conferences, spoken to COVID-19 Response Minister Chris Hipkins more times than we can possibly count, covered disasters and attacks, and also had some laughs. So here are a few key moments from the year. Three people have been critically injured in a stabbing at Countdown Supermarket in central Dunedin.
A customer or a person in our store stabbed five people, including two of my team, who are both very critically unwell and in the hospital at the moment.
We're seeing the Prime Minister approaching the podium in Wellington. She's accompanied by the Director General of Health.
Cabinet has met this afternoon and made the decision that New Zealand will move to alert level 4 from 11:59pm tonight.
A visit to an Auckland supermarket has turned fatal. One man is dead and at least half a dozen people have been wounded, three of them critically.
There's a lot of distressed and shocked people here at the scene this afternoon.
I saw this guy running around, attacking people. It was just absolutely horrific.
The South Island is effectively split in two tonight, with a key link in State Highway 1 closed.
He's got family over there.
He's what, going to go under the bridge?
Yeah, he's going to go under the bridge and he's taking the risk right now. This is what people are doing.
A man wearing jeans, a fleece and a backpack attempts to walk under the closed bridge before security chase him down.
Right under there.
For most New Zealanders in their 70s, homelessness isn't something that crosses the mind. But one Papatoetoe tornado victim is facing exactly that.
We'll start a new life. Start a new life. It's a new beginning. All together for me.
Fa'apio, or Fab, for fabulous as she likes to be called, lived in a modest flat at the rear of a section on Hayward Road until that fateful day on June 19.
There's this big, huge lightning, and then bang! And all the window was shattered onto my bed. Right, all right. And the lounge too was, the glasses were broken.
The Under Pressure Ports of Auckland Chief Executive has met with union officials for the first time since a scathing health and safety report was released.
Mr Gibson, it's transparency that's been a huge issue around Ports of Auckland. Can we just ask you a few questions? There's been a lot happened since we've last spoken to you. Particularly around your viability and your position, Tony. Are you the right person to still be in that job, do you think?
No comment.
Children wait to reunite with parents. Nieces and nephews gather to meet uncles and aunts. Wives wait for long-lost husbands. Some here have been cut off from family for over a year.
You're home?
Yes, after 15 months.
How does it feel?
It's a great feeling.
New Zealand has retained the America's Cup with victory on the Hauraki Golf this afternoon. Here's that moment, courtesy of TVNZ.
Today, it will be Team New Zealand and Te Rehu Tai making history on the Hauraki. The old mug is Aotearoa's again.
It is absolutely jam-packed down here. There are thousands and thousands of Aucklanders and people from around New Zealand who have come down to watch this.
Heather Burley on the line at the moment. Are you about to burst with pride?
Oh, relief probably more than, well, everything. I mean, the team's been amazing. There's such a, like Dean Stanley was just saying, there's such a lovely group of sailors that have grown up together and sailed together for so long. And so, yeah, for them to manage to defend the cup on home waters, it hasn't been easy, but, yeah, we're out of, well, it's great.
On top of the world, our best team ever. Redemption for the Black Caps on the world stage after beating India to take the inaugural World Test Championship.
The ICC World Test Championship winners, New Zealand.
It's been a golden day for New Zealand athletes in Tokyo. Lisa Carrington is on top of the world, winning a third gold medal in the same event in three consecutive Olympics.
I think she had it won in the last 50-odd metres, and so a little, maybe some early celebrations started.
but yeah, just relief, happiness, just so stoked for it.
His swimmers broke records, but he almost broke the internet with a personal best for freestyle celebrations. Dean Boxall coached our own Eve Thomas and half a dozen Australian Olympic swimmers, including powerhouse Ariane Titmus, who won 2 golds, a silver and a bronze this Games. Boxall almost self-combusted.
I did not hump that railing.
Wow, listening back to that, really did the America's Cup happen this year? I don't think I would have guessed that if you'd asked me. It has been a remarkable 12 months.